Thank you. Sorry, I went a little faster on the last one, but I had to. it was my salvation. I made it through, but the third time through, I kind of got it.
Great key, eh?
I love that tune. That's a great tune.
It is a great tune. I'm sorry I butchered it at the beginning, but I think
this one is really great too, the Fairy Fort.
Oh yeah, the Fairy Fort. Yeah, and you know what? I just kept forgetting how it starts, because Jean put the first two together on her CD, and that's where I learned them. So I learned those two tunes together, but I could never remember how the bloody Fairy Fort started. So, all right, let's go back to reels. Why not? How are we doing for time? I have no idea what time it is.
It's 5 o'clock Pacific. I put the master session info in the chat if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about all the help that we need for this weekend. And Jared is here with us.
Oh my gosh! I have to tell you about this year's must have wedding. Have you tried it yet?
Oops.
They're called Cozy.
Who's that? That's funny.
That was Maggie.
Maggie.
Next person who unmutes without authorization buys the next round.
They get another accordion is what happens.
Yeah, right. And there you go. Give them a CC sharp. I really mess them up. Okay, so usually at this time of the week, we're doing reasonably okay. We're around 20, sometimes 25 people. We're at 12 people for this Saturday. So look, you guys are amazing. A lot of you come to everything, and I really appreciate it. And I understand it's a lot of money. So I'm not trying to beg you guys to come if you can't come or whatever. What I am asking you is to please share the information. If you know somebody with a mailing list, an email list, get it on the email list. Let's just get the word out, because these young people deserve to be heard. Now, you've heard the girls, some of you heard the girls, they played over the weekend. But look, Tara Breen she's the rock star in Ireland right now. I mean, she's the youngest, she's happening. You're not going to get much better fiddle playing, even though she's only a kid, than Tara Breen. I mean, she's phenomenal. Finn McGill is one of the most well-rounded fiddle players I know. I mean, with all the Irish stuff he does, but he does incredible Brazilian music. You know, he's married to a woman from Brazil, you know, and he's the oldest of the group, so he's still young. But, I think something needs to happen. I posted something today because I was aggravated. I've had a bad couple of days, as you know, and it incenses me that, you know, maybe I just expect too much, but I thought we'd have like 150 to 200 people for Marade last weekend. We had less people last weekend than we had for Kochlin. Yeah, not that Kochlin and her husband aren't worth it, but I'm just saying, it's like, you know, Marade's an iconic figure in traditional Irish music. And I know there's a lot of stuff online, but you know, I mean, to get to hang out with these people and play music with them, to me is, you know, if I was young, I'd be at everything I could, you know. I mean, that's why my dad brought me to London three nights a week. It was a pain in the ass. It was a 40-mile drive, which doesn't seem like a lot, but in England, that 40 miles is a long way.
This is Fawn. I just want to say I heard Finn in Colorado in person, and he was phenomenal. And so I have a conflict, but if you can possibly do it, it's really worth it.
Well, we're going to do it regardless. I mean,
to the people that are listening.
Right.
He's great.
Thank you, Fawn. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm going to try and bring the best kind of music that I can during the pandemic. But I also want to bring people that I think deserve to be here and deserve your help. I mean, by coming, you're helping them, you know. Finn, you know, is a young guy, but they have a little baby, you know. So I mean, anything that we can do for any of these people are great. So, I mean, maybe, you know, Jared's not, doesn't have a kid, you know, he's only young, but you know what? He deserves encouragement. You know, he's here. You know, I don't know if he went away. I don't want to embarrass him, but you know, I've watched him grow up through going to Swan&Owen, and the kid is amazing. I mean, he's an amazing fiddle player. If you put him on a Martin Hayes you hardly notice the difference. That's how good he is. I mean, and what is he? Jim, how old is Jared now?
I'm trying to.
He's 23.
He's younger than both of my kids. You know, and so, you know, when I met Jared in Swan&Owen, what, 5 years ago, whatever it was, I guess, 5 or 6 years ago now. And I asked him to play in the session, and you know, you're just standing there with the fiddle, being very polite. And so I saw him every year. Every year I went to Swan&Owen, we played music every year together. So got to encourage these young people, inspire them to, you know, we're going to need professional musicians down the road, and who knows what the heck is going to happen with traditional music in the future, as far as gigs and that kind of stuff. It's never going to come back to the way it was. I can tell you that, you know. But anyway, I know I'm preaching to the converted, but if you can at least spread the words, I would really appreciate it. I'd like to get, you know, a bunch of people.
That would sound strong.
Yeah. So, I think, what else is there, Michael? Is there anything else I need to mention?
Hey, John, I just noticed you're posting for that master session, and it doesn't have Tara Breen's name on it. I'm looking at Facebook, and
it doesn't have whose?
Tara Breen. It doesn't have her name on it. It just has Andrew Finn, Shannon.
Oh, it does. You're looking at this. It's in several different places, so.
Yeah, his website has it on it, because I'm looking at Facebook. Number one.
I know. I'm looking at Facebook on the Whalen Master Sessions post. So
she's got to be mentioned on there. I'll take a quick look at it right now.
Take a quick look at it.
We heard her several times in Ireland, and then she's just brilliant. He's right about she's the hottest thing in Ireland. I mean, of course, there's tons of fiddlers, but really, Tara Breen's well worth coming to the Master Session for, even if it's just her. That's my suggestion.
So you maybe look at, so we did a post today. So what we do, Maggie, just so you understand what we do, is we try to highlight the musicians at different days of the week.
Oh, okay.
So you're seeing the video ones that was posted today.
And, okay.
Right? So we're really highlighting Jared and Finn on today. You know, so tomorrow we'll probably have videos of Tara. So we what we're trying to do is to get the word out, but not swamp everybody all the time. And I'm gonna have Lisa do another email. So apologize, you got two emails from me today. Just ignore the fact that you got two emails today, okay? Mm-hmm. And she's gonna send out another email, and please open it, because MailChimp actually tells us if you open it, if you look at it, or whatever. Not you personally, we're not that good. I can't say, "Hey, Maggie, you didn't open your email today." But what we do is we, you know, it gives us the email was open today by 70% of the people. So that in itself actually isn't bad. But I would ask that you at least take a look and possibly share it if you can.
John, do you want to talk about? I was going to say, John, you want to talk about your accordion workshop on the 21st?
Yeah, I decided. Some people have been asking me over a long period of time if I do an accordion workshop, master workshop. And so I'm going to do one on the 21st of March. I have some people signed up today already. And I know some of them, and I know they're not master accordion players, but it's nice that they want to sign up and be there and be part of it. So if you can spread the word around, it'd be great. You know, I've been teaching a long time, so I don't know. I've taught about 15 All-Ireland champions over the last 40 years, so I don't think people share that knowledge very often. In fact, I have a piano accordion player coming to ask me. He sent me an email and asked me. And I taught Karen Tweed. I don't know if you're familiar with Karen Tweed, right? Karen Tweed was my student. She's a five-time All-Ireland champion on the piano accordion. And I started teaching Karen when she was 13. So anyway, yeah, so I'm doing the workshop on the 21st. I think I'm doing it earlier, 12 o'clock Pacific time and 3 o'clock East Coast time. So it's because it's a Sunday, I figured I'd do it a little earlier. And it's kind of after the March Madness is over, or somewhat over, I guess. So, and Michael's still doing the email stuff with the slow session and the recordings and all that kind of stuff. So you want to mention more about that, Michael?
No, just I've put in the chat a few times that we record each of these sessions each week, and we make the recording available for a week until the next session. So I'll put the link in the chat again. Right now, we're just keeping. Some people are asking about getting access to older recordings. Right now, we're just doing 1 week at a time. And they are being archived and someday may be available in some other form, but right now it's just week to week, partially to reward the people that come here every week to get it for the following week. And then all the set lists going back to the very first one are there. So if you can, if you just bookmark that link, just go there the next morning after the session and you'll find the full recording for download there at the top of the set list for the previous night.
Right. And, so Michael and I have been talking. I think I mentioned this before, but I'll just throw it out there again. You know, it's a lot of work. And so I don't know if people realize how much work it is to you know, have the recording and to get them out if people want them. So we're talking about possibility of a minimal charge if people want recordings going back. And then if we make it open to the general public, I think... people that haven't been coming to this session certainly should have to pay for them. You know, we're not going to charge you if you come to this session. You'll get the recording no matter what. But for previous recordings and then future recordings for somebody who hasn't been here, I think that's a fair thing to charge them, and that will help cover some of the expenses and the work. You know. You know, I keep trying to encourage Michael, but he's been very generous so far. But at some point in time, the work is going to get too much for him to be generous. And you can only be generous to a point. And I've been a firm believer in my life that people need to get paid for their time to some degree, at least. And we're all musicians, so none of us are getting rich. But at least, you know, I feel, you know, I got that Irish guilt thing going on that he's doing all this. And he's not
well, John, we may not be getting rich financially, but we're certainly getting rich musically, listening to you play and having access to these recordings. So well, there's all kinds of payment, right?
Right. Well, and that's true too. But all right. So
what's in that, John? Punching.
What's that?
Is that punching?
Yeah. I'd be in trouble if I started drinking that stuff now. My God. All right.
I would agree with that getting rich. I got really inspired by you, John, when you showed up at a session in Milwaukee 20 years ago when I first started out.
I know, at the pizza place, right?
At the pizza place at Bolivar's. Yep.
If you were never there, if you imagine, we had the music school the week before the Milwaukee Irish Festival. And a lot of the students would head over to the pizza parlor because it was the only place around the campus that was open. And they were gracious enough they had a big room and they let us play. And there could have been 60 to 100 people in that room playing. It was absolutely amazing. And we've had some incredible sessions in there. And you imagine the lineup that they had at the Milwaukee Irish Festival. I mean, a lot of artists don't go to the sessions. You know, they do their gig and they go back to the hotel room. But there was a bunch that would come to the sessions. And we'd have sessions every night. So
I remember one of those sessions one night when we were playing and they were trying to close the place and we kept playing and playing and they finally turned off the lights and somebody said, I think they want us to quit.
Right. We've done that more than once. All right. Let me see you. All right, I'm going to avoid that one again for another. We'll do that last. So
I have a question for you, John.
Yes.
It's Debbie. I always wonder when you do your little do 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 that you just did.
Right.
You got to work that into a tune somewhere.
You know how long I've been doing that? And people tell me, they know it's me because I do that little thing almost every time before I start playing. It's a habit, you know. It's a, you know, when I think of Nadal when he's playing tennis and he's, you know, pulling the knickers from his arse and he's pulling his hair and he's doing all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, wow, geez, that's a really, you should get rid of that habit, you know. But I do the same thing with the box, but it's...
Yeah.
Pipers do the exact same thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, in my younger years playing Highland pipes, you could pretty much recognize, you're listening to a recording or whatever, you could recognize who it is by their tuning phrase. Like, they play the same thing every single time.
Right.
I do it on the flute, you know, like...
And if you don't know Wesley, Wesley's a phenomenal flute player. He's actually a really lovely box player, too. So, but, you know, he converted. We got him to convert C sharp D to BC.
Yeah. He got to the dark side, as they say.
Welcome to my world, pal. All right. So, so Denny O'Brien's. I think that goes first. I can't remember. Did I have that first? Yeah, Denny O'Brien's and the Drunken Landlady. So Denny O'Brien is the father, I believe, and because there's a bunch of O'Brien. So, but I do think Denny O'Brien is the father of Mick O'Brien, the piper. And I knew Denny. And the family when we would go to the Ireland for the flaws, and we'd meet up, and we met several times on the street in Listowel, and Mick's brother was handicapped and he was in a wheelchair. I think he had cerebral palsy, but he could play the brilliant whistle. He was a brilliant whistle player. He's recorded, and so he would pull out the whistle, and we'd have a few tunes on the street And then Mick and I actually did the Cultus tour of North America together in 1979, and he was one of the well-behaved guys, but brilliant, as we all know, brilliant piper. But Denny was a lovely man and good friends with my father, and so he wrote this tune, and it's a lovely tune. And then we do the Drunken Landlady. And then Denny's. Okay.